Chapter 17. Richard Gage and Dane Wigington, lying together about 9/11 evidence. The 30th of September 2014. Dane Wigington, for several years now, has been running the Gengineering Watch website. He has talked quite a bit about the chemtrailing issue, which is discussed at length on my website and in another book I have written and compiled called Climate Change and Global Warming, Exposed, Hidden Evidence, Disguised Plans. You can study his website for more information, but my composition of this chapter was motivated following false information being stated in an interview Wigington recorded with the liar Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, AE 911, on the 27th of September 2014. We will return to Dane Wigington presently, but before that, I need to cover some additional material about AE 911 which has come to light since I finished 9/11 Finding the Truth. Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Cover-Up. Organizations like AE 911 use our humanity and goodwill against us, and people don't figure this out until it's too late. In a book called Nanomanagement, The Disintegration of a Non-Profit Corporation, Michael Armenia documents his experience with AE 911. It's quite an interesting read, and seemingly exposes the AE 911 Truth Group as some kind of brainwashing operation. Even though the author documents how the group operates, he is either unhappy about revealing why it has been run a certain way, or he does not realize what the reason is, that is to keep a cover-up in place. I think there is an enormous clue on PDF, page 238 of the book, where the author publishes a document of AE 911's volunteer vetting guidelines. This particular page is reproduced below. Pay particular attention to the search terms suggested, which include only one person's name in the whole of history. See refined searches, using google.com, if not already found through items when be above, refine Google searches to determine any correlation to questionable ideologies using combinations of username and a search term, as well as full name and a search term. Among the search terms to be considered are, no planes, due nukes, harp, UOV, Judy Wood, Jews, Holocaust Zionism. It is also worth noting from 2008 to 2012 AE 911 Truth's income was $1.365 million. I think it's time for a tax audit. Just a thought. Where does this amount of money come from? At least we know how Gage manages to do 30-day tours in the US and Canada. Richard Gage lies about the contents of the WDTTG book. Now let us return to the lies of Richard Gage. On the 8th of May 2011, Ralph Winterhoud, on his RBN show, asked Mr. Richard Gage, leader of AE 911 Truth, about the evidence on Dr. Wood's website etc. Mr. Gage has continued to claim that Dr. Judy Wood ignores the 9/11 evidence he focuses on. This is an outright lie.
Now, with Judy Woods is not going to acknowledge any of that evidence and just hand wave it away, then she's not practicing science, she's practicing witchcraft. Go ahead.
One only has to look at the contents page of the WDTTG book to see that all the evidence Gage claims Wood does not address is covered and correctly explained. I also have a scan of the check which Richard Gage used to purchase a copy of WDTTG from Matt Nowes, a longtime 9/11 Truth campaigner who, in 2011, realized that Gage was part of the 9/11 cover-up. So we know Gage has a copy of the book. Why is he lying about Dr. Wood's research? Now back to Dane Wigington on the 27th of September 2014. He interviewed Richard Gage for one of his podcasts. The part of most interest to me is from about 55 minutes till the end of the recording. Not only does Dane Wigington not check his facts, he joins in with the lying.
With the whole 9/11 issue from bottom to top, again, there is really nothing that supports the official story, and everything supports the conclusions that your group, and again, how could you have a stronger group than that, 2,200 people? And there's a lot of, I know there's a lot of disinformation. We talked about this off the air, a lot of people that want to grab at straws, and they grab it, you know, I've seen information, the laser beams from space and all this sort of stuff that is simply designed to make people reject the actual facts. We see the climate engineering when you have people trying sorts of fringe things into the subject to cloud the issue, the disinformation. But in this case, there is when you have 2,200 plus architects and engineers signing their credibility, how could you have any more weight than that? And so I hope people that have heard lots of other peripheral that have confused them, look at 9/11 A&E. That's the nuts and bolts facts that really cannot be argued with in any way, shape, or form. So on this, Richard, I know that some of these other theories that appear to have been thrown out there for this clouding issue, right? But they're not really making much progress with that. I mean, I think you guys have really gained the lion's share of credibility and attention.
Well, I think so, and that's because we're looking at it scientifically. We regarding Judy Wood and her theory of directed energy weapons. What she does is look at the site around the towers and tries to find unusual evidence to try to support an unusual theory. That she doesn't even know what evidence would support that theory, because we don't know anything about directed energy weapons or how they work. We don't even know if they exist. We know they're experimental programs. But in the process, what Judy Wood does is deny the scientific forensic evidence that we do have for nanothermite, which we haven't even discussed yet on this call, but it's small red gray chips of high-tech nano by an international team of scientists led by Niels Harrit in Copenhagen, which nanothermite should not be found in the World Trade Center dust, and there's tons of it. Literally tons of it. We'll get to that, but she also denies the evidence.
Go ahead, Richard. Go ahead.
She also denies the evidence for explosives going off, which are heard by hundreds of people, including documented by orally by 118 first responders. And she denies the evidence for hot, molten temperatures exceeding 2,800 degrees. Officials with satellite infrared technology have documented very well in the piles underneath World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7.
So we're just about to run out of time, but I want to summarize with this, to finish with what you just said, to summarize it. Bottom line is we have one person, Dr. Judy Wood, ignoring evidence and disputing literally not just 2,200 experts, but many more when you count all these other first responders that heard the explosion. So we have one person denying who knows how many, 2,500, 3,000 experts from various fields. Which would people be reasonable in believing? Obviously, you guys are standing on solid ground, period. Nobody else is.
I can first point out that Dr. Wood actually quotes first responders and their accounts of explosive sounds in the WDTTG book, so Dane Wigington has lied. I can then observe that Wigington did not mention the very likely case of gengineering that took place around the time of 9/11/1106, that is that scene in the movements of Hurricane Erin. Aside from 9/11 evidence itself, Wigington talked about how many members Gage's group had. He claimed that the size of the group was a validation that they were correct, that is that what they said was true. This is ridiculous logic. Hundreds of thousands of experts are signed up with the official story of 9/11 and gengineering issues. By Wigington's logic, they must be correct, and everyone else, including Gage and himself, must be wrong. Perhaps at this point we should note Wigington's connection to 317 Bechtel and note the sorts of projects that large corporation undertakes and who its customers are. If people who claim to be revealing truths about gengineering don't want to talk about Hurricane Erin and the events of 9/11, I cannot help but think this is strange. Similar experience of this sort of talk up to now has shown me that this again is part of an ongoing cover-up. It seems that several people have written to Dane Wigington about 9/11, having listened to the comments he made above. So, does he fess up? Does he say I need to study this more? Here's what he said in a later podcast on the 2nd of June 2015.
Sort of event that he could stand on is the premise for his idiocracy. And as far as people taking the bait, if you will, they want to take the bait. That's the point I'm trying to make. Much of the population wants to believe the lies. I mean, when you can have
a
picture, at one point I want to make, excuse me, that a picture of the six-story high digital billboard in Times Square that Richard Gage and his group, Architects and Engineers for Truth, paid for to show Building 7 collapsing. And I'm tired of the Judy Wood argument. Well, I don't care what happened, okay? And I'm tired of people throwing that at me. You know, there's 2,200 Architects and Engineers for Truth compared to one single person that has an opinion. I lean toward the Architects and Engineers, but whatever the case, I think we all agree on this. Building 7 didn't fall down from the fires in the first floor. We all agree on that. That showed in Times Square over and over for a month. Did the population do anything? They didn't do a damn thing because they don't want to know.
Readers who are not now familiar with what Dane Wigington is about can research his dealings with G. Edward Griffin and Michael Murphy.